This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Deborah Becker, in for Sasha Pfeiffer. Some undocumented immigrants who came to the U.S. before age 16 are now eligible for in-state tuition rates at all state colleges and universities in Massachusetts. That's according to a directive from Governor Patrick to the State Board of Higher Education today. The governor says it's a clarification of President Obama's policy that defers deportation for 2 years for illegal immigrants who came here as children, have clean records, and have work permits. We spoke with the president of Salem State University, Pat Maservi, and we asked her whether she considers this a good thing for her school.
I am thinking this is a good policy for Salem State, but more importantly for the students that will be able to access education here at the institution at a more affordable level.
Now, what do you say to the folks who say, but I thought our public colleges and universities were really strapped? What you're doing here is allowing potentially thousands of students to come in and pay less than out-of-state students would.
Well, it's not thousands of students. By research that has been done, we anticipate somewhere around maybe 300 to 350 students across the entire system would actually be eligible for the reduced tuition. So it's not large numbers that would be coming into any one of the institutions. And certainly students that we would be able to absorb, they will need to go through the regular admissions process as any other student would.
Now, we spoke with the State Higher Education Commissioner, Richard Freeland. He said that the estimates are that there would be 15 to 17,000 students potentially eligible in Massachusetts. That's the number of students here in school, in secondary school. And maybe if 60% of those students go on to college, 60% of that number would be potentially eligible to go to public colleges and universities in Massachusetts. And I know the Mass Taxpayers Foundation has said 300, but the State Higher Education Commissioner says 15,000. I mean, it sounds like the numbers vary wildly here, but you're going on the 300 number.
And it is from the Mass Taxpayers. I had not heard that number from Commissioner Freeland. I would have to learn more about the basis for that number and whether indeed all of those students would indeed meet the criteria to be admitted into our colleges and universities.
If it is thousands, does that change your opinion?
It doesn't change my opinion, but in the instance that these students are individuals who have been in the United States for a good period of time and have succeeded in their high school studies, and to be able to come into the colleges and universities at a more affordable price will help them advance. We would need to look at our capacity for students in each of the institutions. And again, through an admissions process, I think there is an equal opportunity for all qualified students to be able to participate.
Opponents have brought up several concerns about this. They say that shouldn't we instead be focusing on trying to reduce tuition costs for legal residents who can't afford higher education? And they also say that won't this make Massachusetts a magnet for folks to be able to get higher education at a reduced cost? Let's listen to Steve Cropper. He's from the group Massachusetts Citizens for Immigration Reform.
If Massachusetts waves a flag and says, if you get here illegally, we will cut $13,000 off your college tuition. That message gets back to immigrant communities in let's call them donor countries, pretty quickly, and says that Massachusetts is the place to get to, because as long as you can get here, eventually there's an education for you.
And how do you respond to his concern?
For me, it comes back a bit to the numbers here, that if my numbers are indeed correct, we're not talking about a large number of students that would be benefiting from this policy. And these are students that are in the United States by family choice, not by theirs. And I think we're providing an opportunity that legal immigrants would have here in the United States, as well as our domestic students have that same opportunity. So it's leveling the playing field for all three of those groups. There are also, I believe, I'm not certain of the number, but I believe there are 11 or 12 other states who have already implemented this, including California, New York, Texas, and our neighbor Connecticut. So I don't think there's any reason to think that Massachusetts would particularly become a destination for the students that are able to benefit from this program.
Salem State University President Pat Maservi, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much, Deborah.